Why did you want to be 6 foot? Why couldn't you have remained 5 foot 6?
For me, it was, I went through most of my life, especially my teenage years, I went through most of my life basically feeling like I wasn't good enough, and my height was always the butt of the joke.
Has anybody else noticed that all extremely attractive men are short?
Would you date a guy who's 5'7"?
Is that because tall men think that they don't have to put in any effort?
I can throw you on the bed? That's a no-go.
I mean, I guess when you got that height.
There's all these things. What do you call a guy who's 5'11"? A friend? You haven't seen this meme?
Watch anything by Ben Shapiro on Matt Walsh.
Absolutely. They crucify men.
What's three things that you look for in the men?
I need a big boy. Yeah, I like a big boy.
For the right situation, women will bend their rules.
Can I ask a question? I'm
5'3". Wait.
The shorter guys tend to have better personalities.
I'm not ugly, but I'm not.
But it's, women just, they want a personality. They want somebody who's got a reason for being on this earth. There, you know what I mean?
You know what it is? I'll tell you, physically.
I mean, in LA, it's a little different.
I'm tall.
Yeah, tall's good.
For far too long, women have held the monopoly on catastrophically dangerous cosmetic procedures carried out by practitioners who rely so heavily on you hating yourself to the point that you'll willingly fork over enough money for them to drop a deposit on their third investment property. The BBL, the latest trend to come and go with women's asses. What, it's like $50,000? Between $15,000 and $100,000 or something? I don't know. One in every 4,000 people that get that dies. They just die. After they spend all that money, they die. They don't even get to use the ass. They drop all that money and they don't even get to use the ass. That to me is insane. But hey fellas, you're looking to make some bad investments? Now's your chance. Now it's finally your chance. It's finally your time. For the low price of 106K USD dollary dues, okay, and just, like a little bit of fucking smashing bones, a little bit of like breaking your legs and fucking, and just grinding that shit into a dust, into a fine powder. Just a little bit of just literally breaking your legs and smashing them and crashing them and twisting a weird mechanism, or like massaging a weird mechanism, some weird robots get in your legs, okay, and do untold levels of damage just for that small price. You too can hobble your way into the world of limb lengthening surgery. I do just want to start with a disclaimer, okay? Obviously, these dudes hobbling around like fucking newborn baby giraffes, that's hilarious. That's very funny. You know that's funny. We both know that's funny. You wouldn't be here if you didn't think that was funny. That's hilarious. The cultural impact of people thinking they need to break the bones in their legs and regrow them in order to be 3 inches taller, that's tragic. That's obviously very sad. If you're under 5'10" and you've been made to believe that your ability to connect with people around you hinges on that fact, having someone just come up to you and be like, oh no, literally don't just break the bones in your legs to become taller. No, literally don't do that. Just be yourself. That isn't going to help you. Okay. That's not a tangible solution to the problem that you become fixated on. That's going to help remove that barrier that you think needs to be completely out of the way before you're able to exist in society, being confident and believing that you're deserving of love and validation, success and happiness. If you're someone that falls into that category, I am sorry, and I hope that, genuinely hope that you'll be able to one day see the value in, your ideas and your interests, your sense of humor, your self-awareness, your ability to empathize with other people. You know, these are all traits that will attract the right type of crowd and, bring people into your orbit that you actually do want to be around and you actually do want to connect with. Like, we're not doing the red pill hypergamy shit here, okay? We're not going to get that deep into it. But this is failing to address the fact that this woman up the top here, she's like the Madonna. She's, doesn't have like all her shit out to show. Like the high sexual market value is a woman who is clearly beautiful, but it's reserved. She's clearly beautiful, but she's reserved and she's elegant and she's poised and she's got, her posture and whatnot. In order to create a person like that, you need to have parents who communicate openly with their kids, who provide safety and, raise their child correctly. And when you do that, when you teach someone how to empathize and how to communicate and you provide them with safety, they are able to project that onto other people. I don't know, maybe the US is just fucked, but this perceived high status woman, she's actually more likely going to want to connect with someone who is aware of themselves and, communicates and is empathetic, regardless of how tall they are. And this is anecdotal, obviously, as much as this is anecdotal. There's also plenty of 10 alphas, if we're going to, you know, subscribe to this, that aren't tall. You know, there's heaps of short kings out there. Anyway, fuck hypergamy. I digress. Let's get into it. It's bone smashing time. It is bone smashing time. Doctor, I'm ready for my bones to be smashed. Doctor, I'm ready. Okay, doctor, I'm ready for you to smash my bones now. You can smash them. Just pummel that shit. Turn that shit into fucking dust. Fucking kill me! Firstly, I want to talk about what exactly is leg lengthening surgery? What is this? So I believe this started off as medical. So people who were born with, you know, discrepancies in leg length, they could have gotten this surgery. They can still access this surgery. And honestly, like, maybe people getting this cosmetically is helping fund further research into making it better. So it's not all bad. In my journey to locate any verifiable source, I've come across this video from 3 years ago on Inside Edition. And it's one man made a special trip to Las Vegas with his wife, but he's not hoping to strike it rich. He's here to get taller.
He's a good-looking guy, but has always wanted to be taller. Now he's getting his chance thanks to groundbreaking limb-lengthening surgery.
If I can be taller, I want to be taller.
Ryan Wade is 5'7" tall. He's come to orthopedic surgeon Dr. Kevin Debbie Parshad for a groundbreaking limb lengthening procedure.
After we've given you that additional height, you'd probably be sitting very close to 5'11".
Yeah.
Okay.
The procedure involves implanting a steel device into the upper bone on both legs.
We use the remote control to slowly separate the bones. This is the remote control.
The remote control signals the device to pull the bones apart.
Oh man, that's not a good 5er, that 5er graphic of the blood rushing through the leg. Yeah, cool. Hey, how much was that again? $106,000 Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'll get that. I would pay any amount of money to fill my legs with blood, to replace the bones in my legs with blood. I would pay any amount of money for that.
The body makes new bone to fill in the gap.
So I push this button, and then what happens?
Once you push the button, then that's when you start growing.
Awesome.
Awesome. That's fucking sick. Again, I must reiterate that this is hilarious. Dude's pressing a button to fill his legs with blood so that the bones can grow back. That's funny. And he's just sitting there and he's just like, fucking awesome. That's fucking awesome. Do me now. Remove my bones. Remove the bones now. Like, that's funny. But the fact that that this man made a special trip to Las Vegas with his wife, Ryan Wade, 5'7", the fact that the Shore King thought that he needed to do that, that's not funny. It is a little bit funny, but it's mostly not funny. You know, it's a symptom of a greater sickness in the West.
I've got another 70 years left on this planet, and I want to enjoy it to the full extent. And this is something, since I've been 14, that I've always wanted to do. $75,000 towards getting tall. I'm picking getting tall all the way.
You're not going to be enjoying it to the fullest extent. You're going to be enjoying it to maybe 40% of the extent that you had before you bone crushed your tibia. To the fullest extent, dude, that's not... You're going to be enjoying much less of it. Much significantly less of it now. Now that you've crippled, you've paid $75,000, he got a deal on that. Now that you've paid $75,000 to literally cripple yourself, consensually cripple your legs, and impede your ability to walk, jump, run, fight your way out of a self-defense situation. I'm not sure what you think you're going to be enjoying here, guy.
On his way to the OR, Ryan gets a good luck kiss.
I am super excited.
The doctor begins by taking precise measurements of Ryan's leg. Next, he drills into the bone, then surgically breaks the bone.
Whoa, damn. They Minecrafted something. Bro got Minecrafted. Bro, they got that. That's an enchanted pickaxe. Pickaxe of manlet removal. They just went in there. And they should not have. They should not have done that. All of these surgeons should be fired. Everyone involved here should be fired. They should be put up against a wall, actually. All these surgeons should be put up against a wall. It should be like tasing. You know, if you're gonna be a practitioner and you're gonna, you know, provide this service to people, you should have your bones crushed. You should have your legs shattered into bits. You should get Minecrafted pickaxe. And, you know, be made to hobble around for 3 years afterwards, just so they know what they're doing to people. So they know what they're doing to people who were born under 5'10 or whatever it is. It's just fucking horrible.
He creates a channel in the thigh bone for the implant.
So you can see it kind of going right down the center of the bone.
The implanted device is secured with screws that are drilled in above and below the break in the bone. He repeats the procedure on Ryan's other leg. Finally, the remote is tested to ensure the bone is separating. success.
The implant worked.
Haha, it worked. It worked. We successfully disfigured him for life. Hey man, just so you know, we successfully caused you to have a level of disability that we don't know. We don't know how it's going to affect you for the rest of your life because it's kind of unprecedented. People getting this surgery for cosmetic reasons. We don't know really how it's going to affect you long term. We can only assume. Success. That's what I call success.
Bend that knee.
Now, 3 months of grueling physical therapy begins.
That's stiff.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. My leg that's full of... my leg that's now has blood in it instead of bones. It's fucking stiff, dude. What the hell? I can't move it. Oh, it's barely going to improve? Is this it? Did I just pay $75,000 for this? I can't walk now? And I'm still under 6 foot. Oh, fuck.
Ryan's muscles need to be stretched as his bones grow.
It's hard work.
It was the most painful thing that I've ever gone through in my life.
David Wilson of Los Angeles had the same procedure last year. He was 5'7 and was stretched 2 inches to 5'9.
Look. Why they got bro standing like that? What's going on there? Why he's saying like they took a photo of him and he was stepping out of the bathroom after he took a shit and they just flashbanged him. What is this? Hey, I'm ready. Hey, doctor, I'm ready for the surgery now. Can you kill me? Can you kill me now? I'm ready for surgery now. They did him fucking dirty. I'll tell you what. You know what? Journalists are cryptids. Journalists are scum. Journalists are evil little creatures of the night. And they know exactly what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing, including this guy. Okay, look at that. Look at that fucking face. Look at that dude's face. The uncanny valley is striking. Wow, Christ. Fucking hell. Ugh. No offense to him. Again, it's just more. It's more of the same symptoms. I mean, he's running. I have seen, I'll admit, I am hamming it up somewhat. The ability to walk does return. The ability to run apparently does return. But still, come on. Fucking hell.
And he has encouraging words for Ryan.
You're going to get back to normal pretty darn quick with this type of device and this technology. It's amazing.
Yeah, you'll get back to being normal. The dysphoria will still be there because it will simply be replaced by something else. And, oh shit, King Charles III diagnosed with cancer? Damn, well... Oh shit, well, rest in peace, huh? Rest in peace. Oh yeah, you'll go back to normal, which is, you know, still in a state of dysphoria, still something else will come up. You'll be replacing one inadequacy with another. It's just going to be an endless trail for you. Good luck. When this is all done, you'll look just like me. Aren't you glad you paid $75,000 for that? Genuinely, like, you have to laugh or else you will cry. It is genuinely sad to... It's like probably the most dystopian thing I've seen in a while. So what initially piqued my interest into the topic of limb lengthening surgery was this trio of Instagrammers who were heavily documenting their experience going to Turkey and actually getting the surgery done. One of them was La Tremba. We have Mr. Broken Bones, who's a rapper, very cool looking guy. And there's Got My Knees Done. La Tremba just looks like he's kind of young. You know, he's always got a smile on his photos. Seems like he was insecure about his height. Mr. Broken Bones, it gets a little more depressing. So you got videos like this. It's just so sad. It's so sad because you just see that's someone's son, you know? There's a gentle hopefulness in this kid's eyes. Now, with Mr. Broken Bones, I do want to reiterate that point of someone... feeling like the only barrier between them and success, or feeling like they deserve success and deserve to be connected with people and validated and loved and a part of their community, is their height, and that their height and their physical presence is what's stopping them from being able to do that. It really hurts to see there's this like look in that guy's eye. I mean, it's like a photo, who knows, it's probably a fucking shit photo. He's in like some dorm, I don't know, he's wearing a lanyard, maybe it's a lanyard, it's making him look like a fucking pussy. It's like he has to reinforce himself as this masculine, you know, strong presence so that he can heal from whatever it was that he went through. And it's sad, but he does in his defense look very cool now. I do genuinely wish him peace. Genuinely, I wish him peace. Because that is unbelievably tragic. Pronouns, your girl favorite rapper. See, you know what? the queers did this, okay? We told men, we told straight men that it wasn't gay to care about your appearance, and they went and did this. Maybe a little bit of homophonia is actually fine. Maybe we could re-inject a little bit of that back into society. Might be good for men. That's very obviously sarcasm, thank you. And then you got this freak, normally adjusted man, well-adjusted man. It's your boy Got My Knees Done, who apparently got his knees done and then now has fallen off the face of the earth. Did manage to find this article where it says, man has 86 pound. Am I restarted? Oh my God, I got it right. Okay. Man has 86 pound surgery to make himself 9 inches taller. He flew to Turkey for surgery after years of feeling like a huge thumb. Brian Sanchez, a mortgage broker, he's got a wife and 2 kids. Felt in January 2022 that his body was out of proportion and that he looked like a huge thumb. Yeah, that is endearing. That is somehow endearing. I do love the idea of this 6'4" guy, with his brothers, with his fucking hanging out with the lads, hanging out with the fellas. And they're like, dude, like, you don't need the surgery, you're fine. He's like, no, I literally look like a thumb. Stop lying. I literally look like a thumb. My body's like all out of proportion. No, I literally do. Bring back homophonia. It is gay. You know what? It is gay to care about your appearance. It is gay, actually, to care about your appearance. Yeah, we're bringing it back. Okay, we're bringing it back. Yeah, he's gone. He's just gone off the face of the earth. So I guess he died. I guess he died from leg. I guess leg killed him. I guess maybe they removed too much bone and there was too much blood. I don't know. I don't really know how that shit works. I'm not a fucking scientist. Look. Am I telling you not to smash your leg bones into little pieces? Am I telling you not to spend 106k USD, smash your fucking bones in your legs, turn that into blood, and then like press some little robot, have a little robot massage them until, you know, you're 3 inches taller, still under 6 foot, and you know you've permanently disfigured yourself. You've actively chosen. You paid 100k to be disabled, and later in your life, you know, you'll have a tumble. You'll be an old person. You'll have a tumble. And your legs will turn to jelly, your legs will turn to dust, and you'll be, you know, at 55 years old? No. Would I install a Cyberpunk San Devison so I could fucking sprint around, punch cops? Yes, I would. Absolutely, I would. I'm just sick of the freaky body mods coming out. You know, I'm waiting for the cool shit. When's the cool shit coming? I want, like, yeah, I want to be able to float around. I want to be magic, okay? This is not magic to me. This is Babadook. this is not magic to me. This is the Babadook. And I don't like the Babadook, and it's not, no one wants to be the Babadook. If you've watched to the end of this video, sorry. And thank you. And feel free to subscribe and hit the like button, perhaps. And also do genuinely get into the comments and talk about this because, if you'd like to get involved in the discussion, that would be interesting. I would like that. I am interested to know what people think about limb lengthening surgery. Am I the freak for thinking that it's wrong? One last little opinion piece and then I'm done and then I'm wrapping this up. But we're constantly barraged by the idea that we can pay money to create a sense of self and to exist within society, within this, you know, hierarchy that exists. I'm not gonna pretend like there's not a hierarchy, okay? There is a hierarchy. But it's not the black-pilled hierarchy, I think, that Reddit's talking about. It is a little different. It's a little more nuanced. No one can tell you what or what not to do when it comes to how you find solutions to feel like you deserve to be validated and deserve to exist in society and, you know, talk about yourself and represent yourself and have people see who you are truly, and then to connect with people in that way. You can't really have people say, hey, you're struggling and you're dealing with that barrage that is just constantly coming at everybody. Of reasons to hate yourself, reasons to feel insecure, reasons to want to buy an identity. Nobody should be telling you what is right and what's wrong. But I do hope, genuinely, as I hope for myself, that I'm able to look past that and just focus on seeing myself and just focus on connecting on who I am as a person and connecting with people on that same level. Because there is so much more to life than how you look, clearly. That is just, you know, elementary shit. But you can't convince people of that. People have to have come to that ready and willing to take that on themselves. So, you know, if you're at a point in your life, maybe you're not feeling very good about yourself, you are struggling to connect with people. I do deeply relate to that. And hell, let's make this year our year. Let's make this year 2024. Me, you, we're going to Turkey. Okay, so what we're doing? We're getting out of land. We're smashing all the bones in and them. Then we are filling them with blood. And we're gonna touch some weird little like gizmos and contraptions, and they're gonna make our legs longer. And then finally, we will be loved. Finally, we're gonna be loved, and accepted by our parents. And we'll have purpose. And it's gonna cost $100,000. And my pronouns are your girl's favorite. Also, it's gay to care about what you look like. Bye.